Scott with SJAWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 322, The Skull and Bones number. So I thought it'd be appropriate to go over all the evil. It's become a clown show if you have eyes to see. We're going to cover 15 demonic lawlessness topics. While I was moving and not active doing VCast last 2 weeks, many stories caught my eye that demonstrate these dark days. But we are to be a light, and it's a great time to be alive, my friends. Let's first lay the big picture foundation with the Deagle Report. Once you understand Satan's time, I think he's been kicked out of heaven, the plan really becomes clear, and God ultimately is in control. But the Deagle Report, for those of you who are not familiar with it, appears to be a CIA military-industrial complex think tank that does projections on military and population, GDP, that sort of thing. And they basically forecasted that the Western nations, Europe and the United States, and even Israel, were going to experience a significant population decline up to 80%. I think the United States was 77% from 2017. So let's read from the expose. The plot thickens, uncovering the CIA and Rockefeller Foundation's role in the 2025 depopulation forecast released by Deagle. So this is a plan to bring in the Antichrist and the one world government. And again, it reminds me of Revelation 12:12. For homework, read that. Basically, Lucifer's been kicked out and has but a short time. We are witnessing such demonic behavior that if you're a truther and you don't realize the good book, the Bible, with all the prophecy, all the architecture, all the proof points, all the manuscripts, the evidence of the giants, the ultimate conspiracy is against the word of God from every topic, from how you should treat prisoners to the roles of men and women, how to raise children, how to eat, how to take care of yourself, all of it is perverted by Lucifer. We cannot forget God is in control, and we cannot fear this nonsense. I don't have fear, but some of the stories I'm going to cover are absolutely demonic. For example, the first one, they're trying to bring on SEAL 4 in World War III, and this is from Zero Head. CIA built 12 secret bases in the Ukraine and waged a shadow war against Russia for the last decade. So we're poking the bear, poking the bear, poking the bear. I've always said in this ministry, I think we're poking the bear. 70% we're poking the bear, 30%. This is theater because, I caught Putin with a Freemason handshake. So are we just watching theater? War will be real to us. But is this all scripted? The theater of war. Actors in war. And again, death will be real to us. You think about the Ukraine war, it's become like a World War I trench warfare. That war should have been over in a week. It's a genocide, my friends. It's a Christian genocide on both fronts. So we're poking the bear. We're poking the bear. We're poking the bear. And then we have Secretary Austin saying, if we don't stop Russia, they're going to keep moving. It's a boogeyman. It's fear. And it's theater, in my humble opinion. But let's roll it.
The supplemental. If Ukraine falls, again, Putin won't stop there. He will just continue to move forward and attack and take on the sovereign territory of his neighbors. And so if you're a Baltic state, you're really worried about whether or not you're next. They know Putin. They know that what he's capable of. And quite frankly, if Ukraine falls, I really believe that NATO will be in a fight with Russia.
Generally, time expired.
I like to listen to a guy by the name of Mitch Henderson. He's an analyst, pretty wise man. He basically said NATO is poking Russia, so NATO ultimately gets destroyed. And it goes back to the Deagle Report. NATO's purpose is to bring Russia and China into World War III, and then ultimately it'll be China that'll be the New World Order police force with their social credit score. You can see their strategy. You can see their playbook to bring in the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will come in as this white light savior. The Antichrist will bring in this QFS, quantum financial system. White light, which is false light, my friends. All right, number two, The new weapon, direct energy weapon evidence, we covered it at length in Hawaii, California, Chile. It appears Chile was hit with a direct energy weapon, and now Texas. So Texas defies the federal government with the border. I think it's scripted. Maybe not. Maybe there's some realness to this. Maybe they're talking of seceding and then they get burned. And I found this quote from Biden interesting because I think they know we know and they don't care. And homes across Florida all of a sudden are popping up with blue roofs. So people are awake to this nonsense. If you live in a conservative state, you might want to paint your roof blue. Let's roll it.
Because a lot of, if you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it. And anyway, since I took office, FEMA's provided Texas alone.
I also heard an analyst say, and I think I've mentioned this before as well, it's kind of obvious that if Trump wins, there'll be the Black Lives Matter Antifa lefties burning things down, which we saw under his presidency. And if Biden wins, or Newsom, or Michelle Obama wins, the right will know it was probably stolen. So we are going into a conflict, my friends. It is getting absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. Make sure you have your preps ready, my friends. And if you want to support our ministry, we have a preparation section on the website. But ultimately, buy seeds. Buy your King James Bible, buy seeds, my friends. Get right with the Lord. All right, number three. Transgender, this is from Zero Hedge. Transgender Space Force Colonel says using pronouns in emails will help win wars against Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, Scooby-Doo. Unbelievable. Can't make this stuff up. Actually, I was thinking about this. The U.S. government is very satanic, and they might think if they have the power of demons, if they have the power of the Nephilim, if they have the power of the fallen angels behind them, they will win. But it's demonic, my friends. Number four, Michael, with the slip of tongue from Obama, or Michelle, will she run? I never realized how large Michelle Obama is. There's a picture here of Michelle with three women, and she looks like she could play middle linebacker. And it, all this reminds me of Joan Rivers' comments of Obama being the first gay president and Michelle being a transgender. It's just wickedness, my friends, if it's true. Interesting photo. Number five, this climate change and health. I want to play this black gentleman calling this climate hoax affecting black people more than others a scam. Look, if the government cared for you, they'd stop vaccinating your kids. Remember, we've covered the CDC whistleblower saying old school vaccines actually damage kids, especially black kids with autism. I mean, it's just out there. They wouldn't put fluoride in the water. They'd stop dumping the chemtrails on us. I mean, good night. They'd promote permaculture. They'd promote backyard chickens. They'd promote vitamins and minerals. They don't care about you. They would actually release all the suppressed technology. I was listening to Prophecy Watchers, Prophecy Club, and he actually did a nice podcast about the suppressed technology and gave some testimonials like Stan Meyer running a car on water. Another gentleman, he gave a testimony that had free energy device and was paid $1 million potentially for it using magnets where you put the magnets together in a wheel and it's, you know, everybody could have free energy in their home today. They don't want that, my friends. But let's play this. I think he nails it. I think he swears a little bit, but let's roll it.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm Admiral Rachel Levine. This Black History Month.
Hold up real quick. Peep the virtue signaling background. They really care. Continue.
I'm pleased to partner with OMH in advancing better health through better understanding for Black communities.
Oh, nice. Right up my alley. We're going to talk about heart disease, obesity, diabetes. What you got?
Climate change is having a disproportionate effect on the physical and mental health of Black communities.
Hey, y'all, the weather racist now.
And 65% of Black Americans report feeling anxious about climate change's impact.
See, before I used to be more anxious about getting robbed, shot, or dying of heart disease. But thanks to Rachel Levine, I know climate change is a real enemy for Black people. Thanks, Rachel Levine. We appreciate that.
Black Americans are more likely than white Americans to live in areas and housing that increase their susceptibility to climate-related health issues.
Is it just me, or do statements like that not piss y'all off? Like, Black people are somehow less than white people, or any other race for that matter. We are not less than. You are not less than, if you're listening to this. You are capable of more than they give you credit for. But this is how they see you. Take note. So it seems climate change is the latest racist thing. If they really cared about your health, they'd be taking some of that poison off the shelves. Take action.
I'm telling you, grow your own food. The more we're going to cover more of these stories of just the toxicity in the food. All right, number six, communist. I know a PhD friend of mine, young. I think he's maybe 30, 31. He's a communist. And I've told the story a couple times. I have relatives in Russia. One visited in the 70s. I was just a kid. And she was crying. And she was actually folding a pile of socks. And she said under communist Russia, she was allocated a pair of socks a year. And the socks would have holes in them a week later. I'll never forget that. And so if Trump wins, these are the people that are going to actually probably destroy things like his first presidency. So that we're being put into camps for clashing. I think it's scripted. I think it's a playbook. They need to destroy America and steal the land, my friends. But let's play this. I thought this was kind of scary. Look at all the people. And the other thing, too, I want to say here. My son actually enjoys shooting at the gun range. In the last 3 years, I will go with him, and I've just noticed people that look like this shooting, young people having sophisticated weapon systems, and you can tell by their t-shirts and some of their other, you know, nonverbal communication. It just doesn't, it smells to me like these people are preparing for civil war. I'm just saying, let's roll it.
Communist revolution.
It's going to get interesting, my friends. Great time to be alive. Number seven, long COVID, this immune system destroyer. And again, I've mentioned this before. We covered a research paper that said the majority of people with long COVID have taken the As the Days of Noah devil juice, where the ultimate goal is mind controlism or to turn you into a pet, a slave. Optogenetics, my friends. And it's probably even worse than that. They want you to be their pets, ultimately. But let's roll this nonsense. Look at that. Listen to the propaganda of long COVID linked to HIV.
The reason the comparison to HIV is important is because HIV was also asymptomatic. I mean, you couldn't see the virus through symptoms because people were infected for 7, 8, 9 years before they developed symptoms. But HIV quietly destroyed our immune system, and we learned a lot about immunology from HIV, and it's changed completely our cancer therapy. We're learning now about mitochondria and viral impact and brain fog and the changes in our neurons and the cells that nourish our neurons that really allow us to think and move. And we're learning that because what of long COVID has done. And so there's two sides of this coin every time. There's a lot of destruction that mild and moderate COVID can do that is on scene, just like HIV was destroying our immune system. But what came out of that is brilliant science that changed how we treated HIV. And if you're diagnosed today, you can live a very normal lifespan, and people not only survive but thrive. We need to get to the place where people with long COVID, we've done the research so that people with long COVID can not only survive but thrive.
Go to SJ Wildfire as well and type in HIV Africa. After a poison poke in African nations, people developed HIV. London Times. This is their playbook. This is their Club of Rome eugenics playbook. All right. Number eight, poison food. This toxic food world. Vaccine-laced lettuce and tomatoes. Tennessee GOP lawmaker worried. Goes on to talk about how this Tennessee lawmaker basically is saying we need regulation against vaccinating our food. I wonder if they're doing this already. I think they are. He points to researchers in California who have reportedly perfected putting vaccines into certain foods as a reason for considering legislation. And then you parlay this with Joe Biden, who's advocating for a $20 billion national vaccine program, but the plan does not specifically address putting these toxins in our food system. It's a plan, my friends. If the government cared for you, they'd stop this nonsense. Because the evidence is overwhelming that after the poison poke, the death rate increased for 18 to 65-year-olds by up to 40%. It's genocide. And then you think of all the cancers and heart issues and immune system destroyers. It is a pharmaceutical dream. Destroy the immune system, fix the immune system. It's beyond money. It's about control. It's about stealing your soul. And number nine, on this same journey, this synthetic fruit, it's all fake. We've covered synthetic beef, chicken, fish, synthetic fruit. This is a new one to me. All of this parlays into 15-minute enslavement cities.
You've heard of lab-grown meat, but what about lab-grown fruit? New Zealand scientists at Plant and Food Research are looking at how to produce fruit without a tree, vine, or bush. Katie Stevenson explains.
It may not look like it now, but this petri dish has the makings of blueberries.
We could have a kind of a whole new growing system for fresh plant foods.
A system that looks completely different from what we've always known.
We're all aware that the world is changing. We've got climate change, which is going to cause quite disruption to our growing systems and where we live and how we grow and where we grow.
Plant and Food Research is working with cells from a range of fruits, including cherries, peaches and apples. Scientists say among the benefits could be reducing the environmental impact of food production and being able to feed future populations in urban cities.
By diversifying our growing systems, we can fill those gaps in the year where there might be pressure on outdoor production.
Growers have mixed views.
Lab-grown fruit seems to be making a solution to a problem we don't seem to have. Like, we have plenty of fruit to supply to the market.
Well, it looks like there could be some positive outcomes with potentially new varieties and stuff that came out, which are better for a traditional growing system as well.
Researchers say it's not about trying to replicate traditional fruit, but rather creating something new and equally appealing.
If you're eating food, you need to have something that tastes good and has a nice texture and is pleasant to eat.
What are we putting into these lab-grown fruit to make them nutritional that we're then putting another heap of stuff in there to keep them nutritional or to counteract that? And that would be our biggest concern with it.
They don't have all the answers just yet, with fully formed lab fruit still years away. Katie Stevenson.
Number 10, Digital Head Zombies. I did the podcast 321. I was just going to put it in this list, but then it was such a deep topic. So check out Final Days Report 321, these digital head zombies with the Apple Vision Pro. What's the big transhumanism story there? We go deep into it. Must watch and share. All right, number 11, global warming scam, Club of Rome, eugenics program to control you. It's nothing but enslavement. I thought this was hilarious. NASA proposes radical plan to fight climate change that involves injecting the atmosphere with millions of tons of ice to cool the planet. Blah, blah, blah. I wonder if they know the Bible, because in the end of days, God's going to burn it all down. So maybe this is a solution to stop the real global warming when God judges the world. I'm just saying, my friends. All right, number 12, USA coordinated invasion. We've covered it often. From Zero Hedge, cash and envelopes, how the U.S. and UN are funding the border crisis, and it gets worse. You shut down the border, so what? They'll just fly them in. From American Military News, 320,000 illegal immigrants flown in the U.S. by Biden admin. It's a clown show. And Biden's not in control of anything, let's be honest. And the podcast that we did where they want these illegal aliens to be police officers and also join the military, that's your FEMA camp police. It is so demonic, my friends. Pray for wisdom. All right, number 13, the open borders and false flags. I had a dream. This is an end of days Watchman news ministry. The only reason why I'm doing this is I'd have dreams come true on a personal perspective, especially when I first became a Christian in 2008. And then I read the scripture, if a watchman doesn't blow the trumpet, the blood is on his head. And I had a dream recently, maybe a couple months ago, that the synagogue of Satan, the central bankers, are funding the demise of false flags of Jews. And I got the sense in my dream these were Western nation Jews. I wasn't 100% sure if this was just confirmation of the stand down of October 7th with that sacrifice, that false flag, and or was this in the future? I get the sense it's future. And there's just a proof point of this from the Daily Mail. It talks about how Iran is recruiting British Muslims to spy on Jews, to gather information that may be used to carry out attacks on UK soil. This sounds like a false flag. A false flag doesn't mean that people don't die. It just means people die and there's a narrative and it's planned. And will there be attacks probably on synagogues because of the Gaza genocide? Absolutely. Absolutely. But folks, this is a playbook. This is an absolute playbook to bring in the Antichrist. All right, number 14. This is probably going to be a podcast all on its own. It's demonic. It reminds me of DARPA's censorship system that we did. Type in DARPA on sjwellfire.com. But number 14, government funds AI online censorship for this clown show. And what's creepy about this government AI censorship tool, it covers the whole internet. And no human is involved. There's no accountability whatsoever. I think they already have it. The only thing where part of me feels this won't impact us giving out the gospel is because I think it's Matthew 24. It says the gospel must be presented worldwide before the end to make sure people are saved. So that's the good news, I guess. But it's wicked, my friends. We're taking risks with this ministry. Please support us. Number 15. They're testing shutting it all down. We talked about this in the last podcast. They're blaming China and the boogeyman. No, it's the globalist handlers. They're going to shut everything down, and it's going to be an excuse to bring in this DNA mark of the beast for ID 2020. So let's read. Anonymous claims Facebook and Instagram going down across the world was a cyber attack. Now, I think Anonymous is like Q. It's a psyop. They'll share a lot of good information, but don't put your faith in Anonymous and don't put your faith in Q. Q reminds me of Operation Trust that happened with Lenin and Stalin with the Bolshevik Revolution. Burn it all down, bring in transhumanism, ID 2020, and the mark of the beast. You know, when you look at what we just covered in the foundation of the fall on why all this demonic activity is happening, it really foundationally is 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. But we've been programmed. We have been programmed on so many fronts, from education to weak churches. It's demonic. You know, many of us have stopped reading the Bible. We've fallen away. We've, you know, social media, Google controlling searches, all of it. We're getting hit on so many fronts. The mind controlism technology, the as the days of Noah devil juices and optogenetics. But I wanted to highlight this, and this is from the Blue Letter Bible, talking about how we've been programmed. These are national advertising slogans from the 90s. I'm just going to read a few. Nothing is taboo. Break all the rules. To know no boundaries. Relax. No rules here. Peel off the inhibitions. Find your own road. We are all hedonists and want to do what feels good. That's what makes us human. Living without boundaries. Just do it. This is do as you wilt. Think of Hollywood. All of it. We've been pushed and morphed into this do-as-you-wilt mindset. So be a remnant. Get rid of your habitual sin, my friends. Get in the Word of God. Bless a Christian, and you'll be blessed. And hopefully this is a blessing. Please share and subscribe. God bless.